Sex, drugs, and consenting adults continues. Here again from the Statue of Liberty, John Stossel.
This statue was paid for by something that could be a crime if you did it. Gambling. The French got some of the money they needed to build her from the proceeds of a lottery.
Gambling is the biggest consensual crime. This is legal gambling, but illegal gambling's huge. The NCAA says about $100 billion is illegally spent just on sports betting every year. Occasionally, vice squads arrest some of the bookies. Police say one operates out of this house in this quiet Miami suburb. Worried that the people in the house will resist, police put on their bulletproof vests and attack en masse. Inside, they handcuff the suspect and spend hours ransacking the house, searching clothes, the bed, everything, before they haul him off to jail. Will this make America safer? Will it make any difference? Even the police wonder.
People are going to gamble. You shut one down and it's going to open up another one, you know, and it's a perpetual problem.
But if gambling's a problem, why is government such an eager bookie, spending tax money on ads to lure more of us in?
The New York lotto jackpot is now $15 million.
Cool.
The law is so inconsistent. Consider ticket scalping.
How much? 75.
These guys were offering to sell me tickets to a basketball game at Madison Square Garden.
He's a dead Tennessee.
Now, we all know that ticket scalping is evil and illegal. But why?
You scalp?
I'm a scalper, yeah.
So, are you doing something bad?
No, I'm not. Yeah. They should make it legal because we're not doing anything wrong.
Where are you getting these tickets? You're buying them?
Ma'am, I buy them.
From?
Nice women and gentlemen.
That are neatly dressed like me.
People are leeches. They will take your money and go.
Madison Square Garden wants the scalpers arrested.
Why should some parasite be allowed to do that on the street?
What if my family gets sick and we can't go to the game? I can't come here and resell my tickets?
We really don't want that going on around our business. It's unseemly.
Because it's unseemly? It's illegal? Yes, it should be illegal, says this man.
It's wrong to sell things for more.
Right.
What if I offer to buy your bracelet here for more than you paid for it? That should be illegal too?
No, then I'm making a profit.
As with gambling, drug laws, sex laws, there's lots of hypocrisy here.
I thought making a profit's okay.
For me, it is. Not for them.
That about sums it up. But if we're adults, why can't we make decisions about what we buy and sell, about how we use our bodies, by ourselves?
We certainly don't want government to be big daddy or big mommy. You as a mature adult have the right to make decisions about your own life, even if other people might think that they're stupid decisions.
Of course, people who don't like your decision have every right to complain about your behavior.
No harm!
No harm!
To boycott, to picket, to embarrass you. And God bless the critics.
It sets a bad example. It sets a bad trend.
The critics make America a better place by standing up for virtue, making us think about what's good and evil, shaming us into being better people. But shaming is one thing, using the force of law another.
The law is a very powerful thing. The law means that you send people out with guns to get people when they don't follow it. It's a very, very serious matter.
But people are weak. Having laws helps people be moral.
Moral is based on free choice. You have a series of choices and you make the right choice. Any five-year-old can understand this. Don't mess with their stuff. They won't mess with your stuff. Really? Yes. What's the catch? The catch is you have to tolerate what they're doing over there with their toys, and they get to tolerate what you're doing over here with your toys. So with our tolerance, we buy our freedom.
Freedom is what America is supposed to be about. Maybe we should rethink the rules. Why not just allow consenting adults to do anything that's peaceful? That's our program for tonight. Please stay tuned for Nightline after your local news. I'm John Stossel. Good night, and thanks for watching our program, which was really about liberty.
This is Lisa McCullough.
Free.
And Kevin Newman. Tomorrow, more alternative therapies. Are they for real? And Jason Priestley.
Plus, fitness guru Bob Green takes on fitness phobia tomorrow on Good Morning America.
We welcome your comments and suggestions. Write to us at 147 Columbus Avenue, New York, New York, 10023. Or email us at stossel@abc.com. To order a video cassette of Sex, Drugs, and Consenting Adults, call 1-800-CALL-ABC.